Hey, so the director came over and talked to me today. He said that you were a little bit off and he wanted me to check in on you. I didn't know, or I don't know if anything's up because I've been at the workshop all day finishing up with the costumes and the props and everything. It's about like 99% done anyway, so the seconds. So the other guys could just take care of that. So, anyways, are you okay? Is something wrong? Or is the director just being overdramatic? Sure, let's talk. You know that whatever happens and however you're feeling, right? I'm not the person who will force you to go ahead and still push to fulfill your scenes and everything. If you don't feel well, if you're not feeling all right, it's fine. It's totally fine. People have these days, and just because you're the main actress of this wonderful show doesn't mean that you will always have to perform when you just can't, when your brain just isn't there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, what's up? Is it really just a case of stage fright? Because I've seen you do multiple, shows before. I don't think I've ever seen you like this. Is everything okay? Like, is it really just that? Oh. Well, I can understand why you're scared. Must feel a little bit awkward acting when they're around. Whether or not it ended well, it's never easy to confront or to be confronted with the idea that, you're in the same room as them, even though you're up on a stage and they have no choice but to watch and admire your glow and your skills and your abilities and your beauty and your, sorry. That was going a little bit too far. But you know what I mean? I hope I'm able to sort of properly convey that when you're out there, the only thing that matters, the only one that matters, are the ones on stage, and that's you. And their feelings, their thoughts, their ideas, their emotions, their whatever it is, they don't matter. Sorry if I sound, very, that sounded a little bit brash, but it's true. You are excellent at what you're doing, and whatever past history that you might have with that person should not cloud their judgment on, deciding that you're good. You're absolutely good. You're amazing at what you do. And really, the fact that you are sort of scared about their assessment of you, if I may say so, is a little bit harsh on you, because your worth, your skills, your abilities, you are not, they don't get to dictate that. No, you don't need to please them. They don't need to be pleased. They don't need to be catered to anymore. And frankly, whoever your partner is, well, they don't need that either. They shouldn't impose anything on you. They shouldn't, well, if I were them, I'd just be genuinely happy as you are, with who you are, as you are, and as you evolve to having an amazing career and all of that. And sorry, I'm going too far. But The fact of the matter is, you're good. No matter what, no matter who you're with, no matter what they say, you're good. And that is only decided by you, you know? Don't let them in. Don't let their thoughts sway you into thinking otherwise. Don't let their presence sort of destroy that wonderful self-esteem, that amazing performance, that talent that you have, the person who you are. Sorry. But you catch me, right? You get me. Or what I'm trying to say. They no longer hold power over you. And in the first place, they should never have had that, but we're not gonna discuss that. But they should not have any power over you. But I understand why you're nervous, why you're scared. Sorry, that was overly familiar of me, and I apologize. But it's just, I can see tears in your eyes, and I really shouldn't have done that. Excuse me, space. But yes, I was saying, you're gonna do great. That's it. That's all I want to say. You're gonna do great, whatever you may think, whatever they may think. You're gonna be great. You're gonna be wonderful. You are going to be gorgeous. You already are. You're going to, you know, break a leg and break hearts. You know what I mean? So yeah. And as early as now, I want to congratulate you for nailing that piece. Sure, you haven't gone and done the show yet, but I know that you, congratulations are already in order. You're a very, like, strong, and amazing woman. And I shouldn't be the one to say that to you, because you already know that. Deep inside you, you know that. You've seen that. You are that. I'm just happy to remind you of that from time to time. Sorry if I was a little bit too forward. It's okay? Great. I didn't know that your partner, your ex, sorry, is like me, you know? A woman. So awkward to talk about it. But yeah, I didn't know that. And that makes you more amazing, because I'm sure it's not easy. The roles you play, the men who fawn over you, and yet to be, you know, to also have a partner of the same sex, it must not be easy from time to time. And of course, all of the issues that go with it, the harassment, the discrimination, the awkward situations, the painful ones. Yeah. So, you know, I am too. Yeah. I'm both ways, actually, but more leaning to the same sex over another. Or the other. I've had my fair share of men, and they're not easy to deal with. And not belittling the relationships I've had, but it's always tough to navigate these things, you know? Yeah. Well, I guess I have to get going, because Well, I don't know what your decision is, if you're going to continue with the show or not, but whenever you're ready, I'll be at the dressing room and I'll have your outfit ready. As always, I do my best to tailor fit everything to perfection, especially for you. You are the star of the show anyways, so just let me know, you know? Yes? Sorry? That's an interesting proposition, but why? To make you feel less nervous? Yes, I'm attracted to you, if that's not obvious yet. I must have slipped a couple of times today. But are you really sure that's the best idea? Something reckless, well. My ego. No, but I understand what you're trying to do. I get it. No hard feelings from me if things go south after this. I hope things don't go south after this, because, well, yeah, I'm attracted to you, but I'm also okay with putting attraction in that type of way to the side in order to serve a more down-to-earth purpose, if you catch my drift. Well, don't mind if I do, I guess. Close your eyes. Well, if you're doing this to forget about them, then I might as well do my best to help you in that regard, right? Close it. Is that good? Good. Okay. Hang on. Let me do that. Yeah. You seem to be struggling with your costume a little bit, and I know that's not the full outfit yet, but since I'm the one who didn't make it, I might as well help you out of it too. I know. Don't you love layers? Okay, let me just. There we go. No, don't worry. I can fix that up in a jiffy, but if you're rushing, you might as well do it a little bit better than tearing it completely. I don't exactly have spares of it, so. My turn? Okay then. Well, here. Do I look okay? Sorry. Well, since I've been making your costume, I more or less have an idea of what to expect. If I don't sound a little bit surprised and wowed, it's mostly because I'm trying to be as respectful as possible to the situation, so trust me when I say you look absolutely gorgeous, with just your lingerie on, and I can't tell you the number of times I had to just bite my lip and not say anything while I was measuring you for most of your costumes. No, you look amazing. You look gorgeous. You're perfect. You're ethereal. You're a fucking goddess. You are. Well, yeah, you know. Sorry. Interest you in the couch? Might not be easy for both of us to maneuver just standing up like this.
You okay?
Okay. Your skin feels really nice, you know? Bodies are never meant to be perfect anyways. And besides, that's such a subjective conversation. I've seen you, I've touched you professionally, but this intimately, well, really just highlights everything I like about you. Your skin, your curves, your edges. The softness of your body, the the heat as well. All these pretty lines and all these pretty me. Fuck. You're perfect and you don't need to worry about it at all. Can I, is it alright if I take things a little further? Is that what you'd like? Okay. Good. And if you don't feel comfortable anymore, you are free to tell me, you know? You're free to let me know. No hard feelings. I promise. I want to do my very best to make sure that our top actress is ready to wow the crowds. Not that she needs extra help, but you know, if she wants it, she will get it. You're quite wet. No, don't feel shy. You're perfect, you know. I like it. Nice and soft and wet and hot and... I never imagined I'd ever get this far. I didn't even imagine that you'd be interested in me in the first place. I always thought that you were, well, you know what I mean. I'll start with circling around your clit. Softly, at first, but you can tell me to go harder if you'd like. I'm listening. Shall I? Yeah? So would you like? Okay. A little bit more then, for you. Anything you desire? I don't mind catering to your needs. You sound very lovely. You feel very lovely. I won't lie that I've dreamed about this a couple of times, but frankly, I can't even remember them because this feels much better. Way more intense. Way more than I can ever think of. You sound really, really pretty. Shall I push a finger in, maybe? Just nice and slowly at first. Tell me if I'm hurting you, or tell me if you want more. More? You feel nice. You feel really nice. Oh, there we are. Shall I? Let's see if you can, if you'd like to have another one right here. Ah, yeah? You like that one? Okay, well, if I hook my fingers up a little bit like this and pad my... We'll pat your clit with my thumb like this. Oh yeah, you like that, don't you? You're absolutely cute. Adorable. I never thought I would see you in this light, but frankly, there is no angle that really paints you in an unflattering light, really. Not when I'm watching you while you're on stage and... Not while you're below me, writhing, your legs squirming, and You're panting and moaning underneath me. You look lovely both ways. And if you like this, I'd love to have more. I'd love to see you more in this angle, too. I'd love to show you more of what we can do, you know? But, again, only if you'd like. And if you don't, no hard feelings. Right now, I'm just enjoying this moment. Seeing your eyes fluttering. Your lips slightly parted. So tempting. So... So sweet. And so hot. And so perfect. The way you're sticking your tongue out slightly while I just push and hook and release my fingers. But I should also pay attention to something else, you know. Your tits. I'd want to know if you're sensitive here too. As I said, I need to do my best to make sure that our top actress is ready to go. I hope you don't mind. God, you're so gorgeous underneath me. I can trace your body with my fingers and not find a single flaw. Yep. Not a single flaw. Even when I run my fingers from your neck to your tits, cupping them one by one, slowly sliding them, gliding them down to your stomach. I love it, just the way you are. Just the way it is. As I said, you are wonderful, perfect, beautiful, all of that, because you are just who you are. You don't need to add extra work. Just keep being you and do what's comfortable for you. But I need you to focus right now. I need to focus. Focus on my fingers again. I must have distracted you a little bit, worshipping your body. If I can distract you longer, I would, but duty calls. And maybe add a little bit more pressure on your clit, trying not to do too much. You direct me. You decide how you'd like it, okay? So you would want it like this then. Yeah? Good. I like it when you tell me what to do too, you know? You sound a little bit hot like that. Looks I'm only grinding against your thigh, but fuck, you're just so fucking hot that way. I wish I could keep making a mess out of you, but come on. We need to be good. We don't have to rush. If you don't finish, it's fine. I can continue later for you if you'd like, but I don't mean to rush you. We need to get you there. So, fuck. Well, why don't I, if it's okay, add a little bit of a helping hand, or mouth in this case. I thought so. Thank you. Oh, fuck, it tastes good. Fuck. Don't be shy, just grab my hand. Do anything you like so I could take you there, okay? Don't be shy, it's okay. You can yell, scream, moan, whatever you'd like. I'm here. I'm here, and I promise I'll always be here. So fucking beautiful. Fucking gorgeous you are. And you taste delicious too. Don't worry about your costume. I'll take care of it. Just right now, focus on the pleasure, okay? Let me help you just try that out. It tastes good. Would you like to try it out? See? Do you feel better now? Okay. And was it good for you? Yeah? Great. If you'd like to talk about like to say whatever, anything, help you decompress a little bit. I can stay here and we can talk about it. I can bring all of your costumes and help you get ready and take care of you. I know that it's not always easy to deal with these types of things in the aftermath, so I don't want to leave you until I know that you're okay. You okay? Yeah? Would you like me to set up a little makeshift dressing room for you here? Yeah, I can do that. Just to hide you from prying eyes, but I will have to tell the director that you're gonna be ready, okay? Don't worry, I'll tell them no one should come near this room, so that you can take all the time you need to get ready physically and mentally for tonight. Okay. I'll see you in a bit.